أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون. وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون. وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون. سواء عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون.
When the munafiqeen come to you, they say, we bear witness, indeed you are the Rasul of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala knows that truly you are the Rasul of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala also bears witness that the munafiqeen are genuine liars. They take up their oaths as shields for their misdeeds. Thus, they turn people away from the path of Allah. And really, evil are the works that they do. This is because they believed, then rejected, then a seal was set on their hearts, so they will understand not. They did not understand. And when you do see them, then their outer appearances do please you. And when they speak, then you listen to them, as though they are pieces of timber propped up. And they think that every cry and every shout is against them. They are the real enemies, so beware of them. Allah Ta'ala's curse upon them. How are they being turned away? And when it is said to them, come, and Allah's Rasul will pray for your forgiveness, they turn away their heads, and you will see them turning away in arrogance. Around the fifth year of the Hijrat was the Ghazwa Banul Mustalaq, and it was a water site known as Muraisi. People used to go and fetch their water and see to their needs and requirements. However, at the time that they were taking water, there was some type of an altercation between an Ansari and a Muhajir Sahabi. And that altercation grew until the one shouted for his people and the other shouted for his people. One shouted, Ya al-Muhajireen, and the other shouted, Ya al-Ansar. Muhajireen, my Muhajireen brothers, they must come to my rescue. And the other shouted for the Ansar to come to his rescue. And it was likely that this would build up into a fight, and that love and that understanding that was already growing amongst the Muslims, that would be affected. In the meanwhile, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got word about this, and he came immediately to the scene, and he quelled the situation, saying to them, ma balu da'wa al-jahiliya. What are these cries and these claims of the days of ignorance? These are slogans that were used at the time of ignorance. That one is calling on his family and the other is calling on to his family, and make it look as though it's a family feud. That this is the type of slogans that were used at the time of ignorance. Da'uha fa'inna guntina. And literally leave this out. This is a stench. How can you ever stoop so low? Immediately when Nabi Sam spoke about this, they realized their folly and they forgave each other. They began to cry. In the meanwhile, the head of the Munafiqeen, that's Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, when he saw this and he wanted to make it this an occasion to stir up problems between the Muhajireen and the Ansar. They were that element, the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strengthened the brotherhood of the Ansar, people of Medina Munawwara, whose hearts were clean and pure, their hearts were strengthened. The unity also had grew, and their past differences they began to forget, and whatever was left in their hearts was all healed up. All the illnesses that they had for each other, everything was healed. Now, when this Munafiqeen element, when they seen this, this had enraged their envy, because their hopes of leadership and power had already been dashed. Past what they used to do is they will play the enmity card and they will try to turn one against the other. Hence they will prevail over the situation, fight, they will try and turn one against the other, play one against the other, and then they will assume the type of leadership. Now, the arrival of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they could not play this card any longer of playing the type of an enmity card, turning one against the other. So they tried another strategy, and what they tried now is they felt to themselves that if we're going to do this, then we will be exposed. And the Muslims, the true believers, are in the majority, then our life here and our living in Medina Munawwara will be covered with danger. So the whole strategy had to be changed. So now how did they change their strategy? Now they secretly intrigued with the enemy and openly they declared their loyalty with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muslims. Now this class of people is a very dangerous class. They will seem to be very fair looking, like the Quran Sharif says, when you see them, then the outer appearances please you. They dress up very fine, very polished, their appearance looks, and when they talk, when they speak, then you will listen to their words, because the language that they use also is very fine, very polished language they use. Their outer appearances, they also try to charm you, and the words also charm you. They overwhelm you. But really, they are nothing. They are useless, khushubum musannada, like hollow plank propped up. The plank that is, the timber that is solid and good can be still used. But the one that is totally hollow and is rotten, then it is propped up, can't stand on its own. So this is the class of Munafiqeen. So secretly they will intrigue, and outwardly they will declare their loyalty and their faith with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the unwary believer doesn't realize that this is the game that they are playing. So Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of all these Munafiqeen, he's got a chance, he saw his Munafiqeen friends, and whilst he was in their midst, he says to them, that you people have allowed these people to live in Medina Munawwara, made them sit in your heads, you had opened out your wealth, etc. to them, otherwise these people would have been paupers. So, what we should be doing now, is we no more spend upon them. We are spending upon them, and we are creating a problem for our own selves. What we are supposed to be doing is stop spending upon them, that they will disperse. And the third statement that he made was, when we reach Medina Munawwara, the honorable will will expel the mean and the despised. Honorable, what he referred to is the munafiqeen, and the mean and the despised, who he referred to is the muhajireen and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the meanwhile, Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu, a young boy, was also in this army. He had heard this. They didn't realize that he was around, and he had heard this. And when he heard this, he was enraged, and he said, "Wallah, you are the one that is disgraced, and you are the one that is the mean element. You are the despised one. And Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is honored with the honor of Allah Ta'ala and the love of the believers. And I'm going to report this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Now, when Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the Munafiqeen, when he heard this, he came to his senses that there is someone here that is going to report, and the truth of my colors will be revealed. He began to take oaths and say, "No, I was just joking around. There was nothing serious. I was just playing around." Made up a story. In the meanwhile, Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu, he went and reported this entire incident to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the meanwhile, Abdullah ibn Ubay had a great position in the Khazraj, in the Ansar Sahaba Kiram. He was like their leader. So people turned against Zayd and they said, "You have created a problem within our own ranks. You have broken and severed all family ties. What are you doing? What are you up to?" And everybody began to rebuke him. So he says to them, "See, there isn't a person that is dear to me as Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the leader of the Khazraj. But when he turned around against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my allegiance with him is broken down totally. Now, even if it was my father, then I would have spoken out against him as well." In the meanwhile, everybody began to rebuke him. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu, "You sure you aren't speaking lies? Are you sure about what you are talking about? You aren't in doubt?" And Zayd ibn Arqam reassured Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I'm absolutely certain. I was there personally present." In the meanwhile, this whole room, this whole talk had covered the entire army. And this was the discussion that was going on. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt prudent now that he should not stay in that spot and should move on. And he declared and he announced that all should move, and they moved on, they kept on marching for that entire day and the entire night until the next day when it was around the late morning and the sun was quite intense. Now the Sahaba Kiram stopped and all immediately when it went, they were so tired and exhausted, they all stepped away immediately. Obviously this was Nabi Sam's idea and his suggestion so that this may just quell the whole situation, that fight that was going on and the rumors that were passing, all may just be suppressed. And it did work, for now the discussion was no more, everybody was fallen in a deep sleep. When they had got up, the caravan had moved on again. Zayd ibn Arqam says, "I was absolutely true, I was truthful to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was certain that Allah ta'ala will reveal this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I kept close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My camel was near the camel of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and was waiting for some signs of the wahi to reveal. When I saw the beads of perspiration falling down from the Mubarak cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like pearls, I knew now that the wahi is coming, and I went even closer. And then when the wahi had subsided, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held onto my ear and said to me, 'Saddaqallahu, Allah Ta'ala has made your words come true. Saddaqallahu hadithak, you've been truthful, so Allah Ta'ala made your words become true.' And then this entire Surah Munafiqeen was revealed, exposing the Munafiqeen, their plots, their envy, and their conniving against Muslims and Islam. So they were exposed. In the meanwhile, Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu, when he saw this, so he says to Abdullah ibn Ubay, "You rather go up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask for forgiveness. So he turned away in arrogance and he says, you people ask me to perform namaz, I'm doing namaz. Now you ask me to discharge zakat, I'm doing this as well. Now what do you want? You want me to bow down and pray to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And he turned away in arrogance. Ubadah ibn Samit says, now I was sure that this munafiq will definitely be exposed. Because I thought to myself that there is some possibility that he will see the truth, that hypocrisy in his heart will be cleaned out. He will be able to see the truth. But I understood that that level of hypocrisy is too deep into his heart. He doesn't want to see the right, and he will definitely be exposed. And these verses were revealed. In the meanwhile, Ubay ibn Salul's own son, he is also Abdullah, when he saw this and he realized that Zayd ibn Arqam was true and that his father had spoken out against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, allow me that I go and chop off the head of my father myself. Because if I see anybody else doing this, perhaps feelings of prejudice and biasness will overwhelm me and I will hurt that person who killed my father. So allow me to go and chop off his head. Nabi Sam stopped him. But this anger of his was enraging also, that how could my father ever say this against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the gates of Medina Munawwara, he stood there waiting for his father. As his father came, he stopped him and lowered his camel to the ground, placing his foot upon the knee of the camel. And he insisted, you need to say who is the one that is mean and who is the one that is honorable. You had said that the honorable will expel the mean, referring to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muhajirin. There he was forced, the father was forced to say that definitely I am the most mean and despised. I am even more despised than women and children. This entire surah shows the allegiance, the loyalty that they had with the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that family, friends, etc., nothing will come in the way of that loyalty that they had with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that patriotism that they had with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nothing will break it. This is why Allah Ta'ala ranks them the highest of the entire ummah, that iman was foremost in their hearts, friendship, family, etc., all was a secondary thing. If this thing ever came on their way, then they smashed it out. The primary loyalty was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the allegiance with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anything came on that way, on that path, was expelled and thrown out. Allah Ta'ala grants us also that type of iman, the love to Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.